Good morning. We'll call the May 15th, 2012 Citrus County Council meeting to order. First thing, Mr. Lawson, approve the agenda.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President, and good morning. Under Michael Izzo, County Engineer, item number one, Peninsula Clubhouse Letter of Credit, we can remove that item. As well as executive session, we can remove job applicants and land acquisition, leaving personnel and pending potential litigation.
And motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved. Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second. Mr. Wilson, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. In our packets, we had the minutes of May the 8th. Any corrections, questions on the minutes?
Yes.
Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Reading correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are three items. The first is from the Bethany Beach 4th of July Parade Committee. Dear Parade Supporter, thank you very much for your contribution to the Bethany Beach 4th of July Parade Committee. This is our 29th parade, and we are expecting the parade to be the best ever. It is thoughtful people like you who help fund this day of small-town pride and community spirit. I hope you'll be able to enjoy the Independence Day celebration with us. The second is from Coastal Concerts. Dear Sussex County Council members, thank you for a donation of $500 to Coastal Concerts to help keep the music playing in Southern Delaware. The Board of Directors deeply appreciates and thank you for your support. And the last is a letter to the council. Thank you so very much for the tribute that was presented to me on April 27th by Mr. Lawson. I will always cherish it, and when I look at it, I will reflect on the years I spent there. I really have enjoyed working for the county. Sincerely, Barbara Messick, Register of Wills. That is all.
Anyone from council, any correspondence? Mr. Lawson.
Yes, this morning we have a presentation by the Inland Bays Foundation. Mr. Harry Hayon is present and will present. You can come forward, Mr. Hayon, to the podium. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you for this opportunity to speak to you. I'm representing a new organization, the Inland Bays Foundation, which is a nonprofit advocacy group formed last fall. And our mission is very simple. It's to try and help improve the quality of the water in the Inland Bays. I'm also representing five other organizations from Sussex County who share with us the proposal that we're going to make to you today. And they are the Citizens Coalition, Mike Tyler, I don't know if Mike's here, the Sierra Club of Southern Delaware, which is Steve Callinan, Vicki York Realty, and that's Vicki York, AARP Environmental Committee, Bob Chin heads that up, and finally the League of Women Voters, and they have co-chairs Ann Riley and Esther Shelton. So all of these organizations we've consulted with, and they're believe in the proposal that we're going to make to you. Several months ago, the Delaware Supreme Court ruled that the county, not the state, has the authority to issue ordinances regarding environmental buffers to protect the Inland Bays. We believe that with this authority, the county now has a corresponding responsibility, namely to promptly enact a buffer ordinance which clearly helps to improve water quality in the bays. As we all know, the Inland Bays are an important contributor to the recreational opportunity, tourism, and quality of life in eastern Sussex County. Unfortunately, for many years, the water quality in the bays have continued to be rated as seriously impaired. They do not meet the U.S. standards for swimmability and fishability under the Clean Water Act. During the last 10 years, Sussex County representatives have participated with many others to help develop the pollution control strategies to improve the water quality in the bays and their tributaries. During this time, there have been numerous public hearings, workshops, information meetings, and multiple drafts. There have been inputs from scores of citizens, developers, landowners, civic associations, environmental groups, GenRec, and the University of Delaware. With this extensive and thorough effort, with full participation by a diverse body of citizens, scientific experts, and government officials, the pollution control strategies were published by GenRec 3.5 years ago. And that included requirements for buffers on the bay and the important tributaries and adjoining wetlands. The record of the many hours of testimony and debate are publicly available, such that repetition would seem unnecessary and redundant. These buffer regulations have now been abandoned by the court's ruling, and it's now up to Sussex County to enact replacement regulations which provide the same degree of protection as defined in the pollution control strategies. Over 20 years ago, Sussex County was one of the first jurisdictions in the Mid-Atlantic region to create a buffer ordinance for inland water bodies. Since then, virtually all jurisdictions in the region have enacted new buffer regulations. In almost all cases, the legislation in other jurisdictions has reflected the most up-to-date science and best management practices on buffer width, type of tributaries and wetlands, and guidelines on vegetation. These parameters were critical components of the proposed buffer regulation of the pollution control strategy. In 2008, the then Governor Minner approved the county's comprehensive plan contingent on the county including the then just issued pollution control strategies in the implementation of the plan. And that was, of course, 4 years ago. So we believe the time has come for the county to accept responsibility and take action. If started now, action, we estimate, could be completed by this fall. We would appreciate very much a written response to our proposal, and their copies, Robin has copies of it for you. I know that our organization and any of the five others that I've mentioned are ready to help out on this activity in any way you see might be useful. And we believe the Center for the Inland Bays and GenRec could be of significant assistance. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You have questions?
Did he leave a written copy?
Yes.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. Only one item on the administrator's report today. The Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet on Monday, May 21st, 2012, at the Sussex County West Complex in Georgetown. A copy of the agenda is attached. Guest speaker at the meeting is Doug Tuttle, Policy scientist with the University of Delaware Institute for Public Administration and principal investigator for the Delaware State Broadband Project, where he will be speaking on broadband technical assistance for community service organizations in Sussex County. Thank you.
Okay. Al Godwin.
President and council members, this morning we have one wastewater agreement for you to consider, and that is Sussex County Project Number 8104, Agreement Number 343-6. This proposal is brought to us by a developer named Mr. Dave Dombert from Gaithersburg, Maryland, and the site we are looking at is the intersection of County Road 368 and County Road 84. This will become a part of the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District, serving some 14 single-family lots and one irrigation backwash connection. The system connection charges will total $74,925, and we have had approval from our engineering department and DENREC since 2004. The construction time expected for this project is 15 days, and we are expecting a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $5,533.05, with a proposed construction cost of just $36,887. I have a motion if you would like.
Please, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 343-6, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Forest Landing Communities, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Forest Landing part of Phase 2D, located in the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion?
Where is it located?
It's located in, the location is County Road 368 and County Road 84. It'll be in the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District.
What town's that near?
This is part of the Forest Landing Communities.
Near Ocean View.
Ocean View.
Okay.
Here we go. More near Millville, actually.
Any more questions, Council? The vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, the report that I have for you this morning concerning the General Assembly's activities of late. As you know, this time of the year gets longer and longer each week because the longer they're in session, the more bills they introduce and consider. So we're following currently about 14 pieces of state legislation, and I wanted to review them with you this morning. First of all, the first bill on my report, Senate Substitute 1 for Senate Bill 167, appears to be, it's being held currently by its primary sponsor, and I'm not sure that we'll see it move again this season. I would like to bring your attention to one bill that's been replaced. House Bill 298 was introduced early in the session, and this would address our assessor's certification concern. That bill has been stricken and replaced by House Bill 336. Our primary sponsor, Mrs. Ruth Briggs King, recommended rewriting the bill because of some resistance that she encountered from some Senate members that thought that once the bill got through the House, there might be a problem in the Senate, so she took it upon herself to make some changes in the bill. The changes that she made didn't have any effect on the content of how the law would be applied. It was mostly about the whereas portions of the beginning of the bill, which really weren't added into the bill by us anyway. Those whereas paragraphs are meant to serve a purpose of explaining why a bill is coming forward. There was one particular senator in the Senate chamber that objected to the whereases, so Ruth rewrote the bill essentially. I do think that this bill has good possibilities of moving through both chambers now that it's been rewritten. It will get a committee hearing on June 6th. I don't have the time or the meeting room for that hearing yet. House Bill 274, as you know, has been tabled for discussion this summer. And House Bills 278 and 281 have both been assigned, after passing the House, have been assigned to the Senate Taxation and Revenue Committee, which I have not yet been able to get them scheduled for a committee hearing. I have been in contact with Senator Marshall, who is the chairman of that committee, but we have not yet been able to get those bills on his committee hearing list. I'm optimistic to do that June 6th as well. House Bill 283 is one of our bills that we had introduced that would offer a change to our personnel procedures. That bill ran into some resistance last Wednesday in the committee hearing. Senator Peterson objected to the bill based on the fact that she felt we were possibly eliminating a hearing in our bill that offered our employees an opportunity to be heard before we made a policy change. I'm going to work with her over the next week or so to try and make a compromise on that, where we, of course, we want to keep our employees included and informed and let them give an opportunity to give us input. We were simply trying to streamline the hearing, public hearing process, from two public hearings to one. So I'll be working with her as well as the committee chair. I spent some time this weekend with Bethany Hall Long, who is the chairman of that committee, and I think we'll make some progress on that over the next two-week break. Senate Bill, Senate Substitute 1 for Senate Bill 156, I call the dog bill. This bill has been a very onerous measure that would require the monitoring of dog tethering and monitoring of whether a dog has a spill-proof water supply and so forth. We objected to this bill last session, and it was relatively tabled after a committee hearing. One of the primary sponsors approached me Thursday and asked me if Sussex County Council would be willing to remove your objection to this bill if he brought forth an amendment to take us out of the bill. I told him I'd put that in front of you. Essentially, what they're asking is if they amend Senate Bill 156 to have it applied only to Newcastle and Kent counties, would we then stop objecting to the bill? While you're thinking about it.
That's a question that the council should consider. Correct. At what time, Mr. Moore? Is it something we can talk about today, or do we need it on the agenda?
Better get it in writing or something. Right. You just can't have Hal come in and say this is it's kind of like a hearsay situation at this point, right?
Well, I believe that it is proper to respond. It is on the agenda, a report on the legislation, and all he's asking is our recommendations on some proposed legislation.
I have resisted this bill at every step that I've had an opportunity to. And what Representative Jakes is asking me is if I will basically stop my objections if they write us out of the bill.
Well, of course you would.
I would think, but I wanted you to make that decision for me. It's your decision.
Does anyone on council have any reason that we would not be willing to do that? I mean, if we're not part of the bill, what does it matter? And then nothing does.
Unless your dog wanders up into Kent County.
Before you give me a final answer, I should make you aware of a new bill that's been introduced.
Okay.
On the 3rd of this month in the Senate, Senate Bill 211 was introduced. It's not the exact same bill, but it is similar. It's a dog-related bill, and I'm going to give you copies of it. This bill isn't nearly as onerous in monitoring the tethering, but it does go in a different direction, in my opinion, to accomplish the same monitoring, which could create more work for our dog enforcement folks. So therefore, I thought you should be aware of that, since the state has decided to make enforcement of the dog licensing and animal care and those sorts of things our responsibility. This particular bill, the bill is short, so let me just take you through the bill as it says. First of all, we're going to amend Chapter 5 of Title 11, which is the appropriate section of the state code, under subsection 6, cruelty to animals, they want to add something to cruelty of animals. Cruelty to animals includes mistreatment of any animal or neglect of any animal under the care or control of the neglector, whereby unnecessary or unjustifiable physical pain or suffering is caused. By way of example, this includes unjustifiable beating of an animal, overworking an animal, tormenting an animal, abandonment of an animal, tethering of a dog for 18 hours or more in any 24-hour period, and tethering any dog for any amount of time if the dog is under 4 months of age or is a nursing mother while offspring are present, and failure to feed properly or give proper shelter or veterinary care to any animal. So it sounds to me like this 211 is close to the other bill that we've objected to. And what I was going to suggest to you is that we might want to ask to be written out of this bill as well.
Who's keeping time?
Excuse me?
Who's keeping time? It says 18 hours and all these hours. And
we will.
Yeah, we will.
Somebody will.
Well, we'll be required to, because we're enforcing these measures now.
We can't have enough dog catchers right here and keep time on all these
dogs. I couldn't agree more.
Sam, but the easiest way is for 18 hours, the dog's got to be tied up, but it's those 4 hours they got to walk the dog. So why don't we just clock the 4 hours? Yeah. Instead of worrying about the 18 hours,
well,
make sure you walk your dog.
My point is the other bill talks about tethering between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m., which is the same thing as this bill as far as this tethering requirement.
Well, 6 hours.
In this bill, they also include.
Oh, that's right, six, I can't add. 6 hours, I'm sorry.
We're not going to put you on this time.
I was thinking there was 22 hours in a day.
Can I just make a motion?
What's the pleasure, Council?
I have a question.
Can I make a
motion? Wait a minute. Let's get a motion first.
Okay.
This is crazy.
Can I make a motion that we will rescind our objection to House Bill 274, is it?
No, it's Senate Bill 1. Senate Substitute 1 for Senate Bill 156 is the tethering bill.
Okay.
And then this new bill is Senate Bill 211.
Okay. The motion is we will rescind both our objections to both of those if we are excluded from the bill. Is that correct? Joan?
And the reason
I'm concerned about it.
We got a motion. Do we have a second?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Now, what discussion?
Well, you know, my only thoughts are is I mean, we all care about dogs, but these are unenforceable type of ordinances. You can't regulate this. You can't. I mean, it's crazy. So, I mean, yeah, I don't want to be part of it because I think that it's just no way we can ever do a good job of enforcing anything like this.
How are you going to work a dog? Who's going to be able to check him out?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's just simple.
It's crazy.
Well, if it's reported to the SPCA, they come out and they have something to grab onto. They have a law that they can follow through with. They have something. It's not as if we're going out there and inspecting everybody that has a dog. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but still, it'll be a bunch of frivolous complaints, and then there's no way when our dog inspector goes out, we'll ever be able to determine how long that dog's been tethered, untethered, or worked or overworked.
Has he got enough shade or not enough shade? Has he got enough the dog can't.
I just still think these are just awkward bills that don't make much sense when it comes to a practical application of trying to protect somebody.
More discussion, question.
You show me a better bill, but this one.
When you started out, Mr. God, when you said animal, you didn't say dog. You started out with animal.
That's how it's worded.
Does that include slaughtering pigs?
Well, it says cruel. They want to put these violations under cruelty to animals. They're trying to include it in the cruelty of animals, and they start off by talking about tethering of a dog, and then they do change later into using the word animal. And, well, nursing mother.
nursing mothers.
I think it's a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are just unworkable.
I'll tell you, there are three or four legislators who are extremely passionate about pets.
We'd love
and
to have them.
They're always the sponsors of these animal bills. And I don't think anyone suggests that we want to abuse or be cruel to any animal or any pet anywhere.
I don't think anybody on this council
unless you're going to pay an inspector to sit there by the dog box for 18 hours, and when it runs down to 18 hours and 1 minute, now you're in violation. I don't see how else you're going to enforce that one.
Well, you can't.
Drone.
Unless you can watch that for 18 hours, you cannot testify. That, you know, I mean, it's whatever.
Goes back to time.
Any more questions for council? We'll take a vote.
Invite those legislators down and tell them to see if they could convince us. I'd love to hear it.
I told him I'd bring my two Chesapeake Bays.
We'll now take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Well, I can't support that because I'm not sure of all the history behind this, and I need to look into it more thoroughly. And the pets are very, very important to the folks in my district and to me personally, so I'll just not vote on this one.
Okay, Mr. Cole.
I support us being off the bill. If that's what
the motion is. The motion is to do that, yes.
Yes, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes. No question.
I'll also vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Thank you for the direction. I appreciate that.
Mrs. She did not vote.
No.
She was not voting.
No.
Okay. Next item on our list of legislation to consider, House Bill 325 was passed through the House on the 10th with a vote of 36 yes, 2 no, and 1 abstaining. House Senate Bill 149 is still on hold. That's the endangered species bill. House Substitute 1 for House Bill 227 is on today's agenda in the House and will be considered on the House floor at 2 p.m. This bill, I don't think we have a real interest in this bill after our discussion last week and the things I've gotten from the sponsor, due to the fact that it simply measures out grant monies for projects that will be targeted as affordable housing, and they're receiving subsidies from the state or the federal government. This bill will offer a measurement as to how that money is dispersed based on the what's the term I'm looking for? Based on the universal design features that are offered in the project. So it really doesn't have any effect on our zoning or any of our land use decisions. It's really a completely different layer of government that's being monitored by this bill. So I would think we would probably want to just be neutral on that one. That's up to you, of course. Senate Bill 195 is a bill that we've had some concern about, and it has been, it was in a committee hearing this past Wednesday and not released. There were a number of questions about the bill. It deals with additional density and putting people on notice that will be buyers in the neighborhood. As I had suspected, there were a number of questions about legality, about whether or not a builder or a seller is allowed to disclose or discuss the features of someone else's sales contract. And that, I think, was the legal point that was brought up in discussion in the hearing on this bill last week, and therefore the bill was not released. So I don't know that that bill is going to move any more than that, unless there's some compromise found. And my last bill that I wanted to bring up to you is House Bill 322. This bill will allow us to hold our appeals hearings for our property tax assessments by appointment every March, rather than having a force of reviewers waiting in the office for someone to show up. And that bill was released after 2 minutes of discussion from committee last Wednesday.
Okay.
So that is your legislative report. I will be going to Dover this afternoon to continue work with our legislature on these and some other issues. Are there any questions?
Questions, Madrid?
Any questions? Comments?
Thank you, Mr. Gomez.
Thank you very much.
Mike Izzo.